friends, it's Katie, and you're listening to How to Play with Your Kids and What to Expect. Hey friends, what's up? It is almost Christmas. It's the first day of December, so I'm getting in the vibe. Okay, so a long time has passed. I just want you guys to know that, like, literally every time I make one of these podcasts, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking do this like every week, like every fucking week. I know it. I'm just gonna like pick a day. And then it just fucking goes, and then just chaos ensues, as other parents can understand. And, I can't handle it. So what has been my chaos lately? Let's get into it. No, I don't like that. I don't want to say it like that anymore. Let's get into it. No. I don't like that phrase. Okay. So, just right out the gate, I've been totally fucking bummed. So this is like a super long story and it has really nothing to do with anything, but kind of does. So let me try to get through it as fast as possible. My best friend's dude disrespected the fuck out of her. The whole time I didn't understand why he was still living. But she chose to love him. Anyways, so fine. I've been, you know, trying to deal with that, kind of working through it. Fine. It's not really that big of a deal. You know, it's someone else's dude. But, then I was going into town and she disrespected the fuck out of our relationship. So I ain't trying to hear that. She brought up that he may not want me to come to her home. We're not friends if I can't come to your house. Like, what the fuck? Also, I didn't do anything wrong. So, obviously I was like, nah, good. Oh, we're good. I'm done. No. And then she proceeded to, quantify my love with two things that I don't even find value in, dick and money. I find those two things to be completely useless. So all of those things to just say, nah, dude, I'm gonna go ahead and get me a better best friend than I deserve. That's fucked up. Like, my love is better than that. I'm a dedicated, loyal, badass friend. Nah, fuck that shit. This is enough. So, like, and, you know, obviously relationships are incredibly fucking loaded and nothing can be brought down to that. But when it comes down to it, like, nah, dude, I'm gonna go ahead and get somebody who loves me and understands that I'm a bit more value than that. Also, I didn't do anything wrong. So, no. And so was this devastating? Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. I was wallowing. I was super sad. You know, had to constantly deal with it. And more in a total grown-up way. Anyway, so all of that's really just to say that, like, I had been kind of slacking on everything else. I was clearly sad, and I was kind of bummed out, and, you know, I'm talking to Keith about it constantly, and, you know, just kind of learn how to fucking get past it, because that's what you gotta do sometimes. You gotta just fucking deal with your feelings. So, in all of this, do you think that I was present for the kids? No. Fuck no. No way. I was not. I mean, yeah, kind of. But it was really, you know, just randomly, like, in my feelings and, like, wallowing and kind of, like, I got into this show where these two girls are, like, best friends. And I was, like, really into it and watched it and felt better, you know, because I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, you're supposed to be fucking loyal, man. God damn. You know, that kind of vibe to get you back in the whatever. But in all of this, not really paying attention. So let's kind of switch gears and focus on one of the kids. So one of the kids is been just kind of slacking and I've just been kind of seeing it and saying, like, okay, I'm going to deal with this. Okay. I'm going to deal with this. You know, okay, well, when this kind of milestone in our life comes up, like, oh, we have a 3-day weekend for school, maybe that's the weekend to deal with it, right? And then I got all up in my feelings and all of the things went out the window. And also now it was like, okay, well, Thanksgiving's coming up. So then I had to, you know, by the time I'm fine and not fine, but like feeling fine, you know, like ready to be like, also in good news, respect your motherfucking self, sisters, because I was like, no, fuck that. I deserve better. And in my wallowing, I was like, I'm going to go out into the fucking world because my new best friend is not going to just fucking show up at my door. That's not going to happen for me. I have to go out. And I put myself out there and I got a fucking job as an art teacher and I'm going to fucking lose my mind. I've never been so happy. I was literally like, I was dead ass serious when I said this and people thought I was joking. But when I found out I was going to be able to do that, I was happier than I was on my wedding day. Like, that shit is like, what? So now I'm just fucking thrilled. I'm thrilled to be out in the world. And now I'm going to have, like, access to all these beautiful little baby minds and creativity. And I'm putting out there that I'm available, bitches. I'm available. And I'm pretty codependent. I will fucking go halfsies. So, anyways. My point is, get up, go out there, and fucking get what you want, because you fucking deserve it. Because you fucking deserve it. Okay, so back to my kid. He's a fucking mess. I'm watching him do it. He's totally my kid. He's me. He's everything I do. He's a fucking mess. So I'm watching it, and I'm staying out of his life, because nobody really wants to be told what to do. Okay, now I'm having an emotional crisis. Okay, now it's Thanksgiving. Okay, now it's, you know, okay, well, it's getting to the end of the quarter, babe. How's it going? Kind of checking in now that mom's head's back on, right? Let me put my head back in and see what's happening in y'all's lives. And fucking chaos. Fucking chaos. So I had to deal with that. Of course, what I'm leaving out is that my husband went out of town. So right before I found out that my kid had been doing literally nothing and just allowing his life to just like fall by the wayside, my husband went out of town. So I got to deal with it by myself, which was awesome. But I'm kind of glad because we got to talk about feelings and I feel like they don't really open. Anyways, doesn't matter. One-on-one, you can have a better time talking about their feelings. But we'll just say that this kid had let it get so far that they just like got a zero in class for a fucking, what is that called? Like a presentation? Like when you have to stand up in front of class? And he was like, no. She was like, oh, it's your turn. And he was just like, no, I didn't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'll just take a zero. What the audacity? The fucking audacity. So obviously, this motherfucker had to get a reset. And that's the topic that I want to discuss today, is adolescent boys. So as I'm dealing with this and as I'm like going back on in, I'm able this time to do it. Because I've already done this before. We've already had kids in middle school. I've already had to deal with this. Every single middle schooler just decides to just stop doing their fucking work. Like, why fucking bother? Or at least all of mine. I don't, you know, that's a overgeneralization. I don't know. But mine, for sure. Like, go through this phase where they're just like, fuck it. We don't have to do this work anymore. Like, this school's lame. I don't have to do it. And it's always at the same time. So I knew that was coming. And I had already kind of seen it, and I've already overcorrected this before in the past, so I'm trying to be cool about it and, like, understand. So I kind of just gave him some space. Okay, blah, blah, blah. The next fucking day, I get an email that's like, your son has not been doing, like, literally anything, and his behavior is, like, super bad. So I'm like, ah! So that was it. And I'm just getting to the point where I'm just letting you know that that's it. That was the day that I was like, I've been allowing you to run like a fucking wild train I can see you going through the woods. I'm just fucking letting you go. And I haven't stopped it. But today is the fucking day that we are going to stop it, son. And I was like, you're done. You're detoxing everything. You literally can't control your life. I'm taking everything away. And this is sounding like I was like being a bitch, but I really wasn't. It was really, and so I want to be clear about that, because when you're talking to your kids, like, obviously I'm talking to you and I'm trying to sound like I have it together. I'm trying to sound like a good mom, but, and kind of paraphrase, but when you talk to them, just be as honest as possible. I mean, I was like, hey, what's going on with your life? Like, I can see what's going on. And, you know, is it, you know, this, this, or this? And he's like, no, my God. And so then I was just kind of open and honest with him. And I was like, dude, like, nothing you tell me is going to freak me out. Like, I've been molested. Like, people have pushed themselves on me. Like, I've been to fucking jail. Like, I've seen shit. I've done drugs. Like, I've been around. There's nothing that you're really going to tell me that I'm going to be like, oh, no. Like, you don't have those kind of parents. Like, what is it, you know? Just be honest with them. Like, tell them, like, you know, it's okay. Like, I'm not freaked out by anything. There's nothing you're going to tell me that's like a fucking secret to humanity. I'm a grown-up. Like, fucking. Because sometimes they just need to hear that shit, you know? And then he was open and honest and, you know, kind of talking about his feelings. I don't want to be all up and, you know, give his shit out because it's his private life. But we dealt with it, and I dealt with it exactly how I think I would try to deal with, like, somebody I really care about and I love. I mean, I try to care about his feelings and try to understand where he's coming from. But at the end of the day, you have to put your foot down and you have to be the one to stop the train. And so that's kind of what the vibe of this episode is and what I want to talk about. We're all here because I literally titled this shit, How to Play with Your Kids. That means you want to be fun. That means you don't want to be in fucking charge anymore. That means you don't want to be a dick anymore. Like that, you know, to me, anyways, like how I got around to it anyways, like I hate this. I want to be fun. I love being a kid. I fucking love monkey bars and I love music and I love dancing and, you know, all this blah, 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 fun shit. I want to play tag. I don't want to always be in charge. But it's that mentality that can really let that train get so fast and so far that we literally cannot stop it anymore. And the shittiest fact is that it's our responsibility to stop it. And it's gonna hurt. They're gonna fucking hate it. They're gonna look at you like they want you to just like evaporate into flames, or flames don't evaporate, evaporate into steam. They just want you to fucking disappear. And you get it. And you're going to have to sit there and you're going to have to see them looking at you with that face, and you're going to have to still be a grown up. And it's something that not a lot of people can do. And it's really hard. And I just did it, and I still, like, I had to tell myself, like, don't freak out on him. Like, don't freak out on him. Don't freak out on him. You know, so, or when they scoff at you or they look so fucking smug because they know what's going on, it can really turn the tide of the conversation. And it's our responsibility as adults not to allow it. So in this case, you know, he told me, he said some buzzwords that are an emergency as far as I'm concerned. So emergency things went into place and we're done. We have to cut everything off. We have to go back to total beginnings. You have to learn to be happy without external stimuli, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. It's blah. But we've had these talks with him for a long time, and he knows. He knows. And so when I was discussing it with him, I literally said to him, because they will try to use emotional terrorism against you, for sure, for sure, for sure. Because it's a good move, really. So he tried that a little bit with me, and my response to that was, no, that's not going to work. I get it. I understand, but I've literally thrown you so many fucking life rafts that you just scoffed and pushed out of the way. And so now you are no longer capable of saving yourself. I'm coming in. I'm grabbing you out. You don't get a say. And so I want to push this onto you because it's the worst thing you're ever going to do. And so if you're waiting for that, ooh, that laugh was kind of bitchy. I did not mean for it to sound like that. Anyway. Fuck. If you're avoiding doing the hard thing, whatever that hard thing is, maybe somebody needs to get that pacifier out of their mouth or their teeth are going to do that C-shape thing. Maybe somebody really needs to fucking quit and use the toilet because they're just fucking around right now. Maybe somebody really needs to just learn the word no. And you know what? Are you going to get attacked when you use it the first 4 or 5 times? Yeah. Yeah. They're fucking psychos. But you got to keep going through it, man, because you're fucking serious. You're fucking serious, bro. I'm backing you. You're fucking serious, and you're not taking no for an answer. And that's the only way to stop it. And it hurts. And yes, you can cry alone and when you're not around. Yes, your partner can be the one, if you have one, to fucking help you through that. And should be like, oh my God, that shit is awful. I know. Look at his baby face. I know. Did you see? Oh my God. You know, you could do it that way. Your mom, anyone else, literally, or all alone in a notebook, but not to the child. Like, you cannot show weakness. And it's awful. It's awful. It's awful. It's terrible. But if you don't do it right now and you don't stop this train, it just keeps going. And then all of a sudden your kid is the one demanding shit at the fucking line at the grocery store. And we're all like, who the fuck didn't stop this goddamn kid? Like, get this fucking person out of here. Like, where are your parents? So, anyways. But in all seriousness, we all want to be the fun ones and we all want to have a great time. And this is like winter break coming up. So I was like, oh, you guys, we're going to go do this and we're going to go do that. And I had to totally switch gears and be like, okay, enough's enough. No, we're good. We're good. You're done. We're done. We're done. You're done with the juice, babe. Come on, we're done. And so this is more of like a I support you message to everyone listening. Do the hard part. There's never a good time for it. Ooh, that's a lie, because if you're going through some shit right now, it's not a good time. It's not a good time. Go through your depression real quick. Like, get it out, girls. Cry, dudes. Sorry, fellas. I love you too. But like, get that shit out. Cry. Yes. Be sad. Mourn the loss of something properly, or finish all your Christmas shopping so that you can really focus on it. I know that sounds like kind of fucked up, but for real, get out of the way, whatever it is that's holding you back. Like, okay, do that. Focus on that. And then boom. Give yourself a marker, a time, get involved in back into it and dive back in, and give it your all, because that's the only way that you'll ever get any fucking quality, is to give something your entire attention and focus on, I said it's, they're humans, focus on those, on the little baby monkeys, and give them attention and teach them how to be adults. Also, I'm going to kind of, move into a different topic with this segue, and that is, by handling things like an adult, by doing things good for your brain, you are giving them the example, you know. And every time, they are my kids, like, they are my mirror, they are me reflecting back. And you know, my beautiful sister-in-law, who's like a fucking genius queen, was saying like, well, your friend's in a bad spot. Maybe later she'll be in a better place to, you know, be back in your life. Cause she's a beautiful angel. And I just thought to myself, absolutely not. No, I want my kids to like really fucking understand. Nah, dude. No, I'm worth more than that shit. Fuck that. I deserve better than that shit. I'm done. I deserve someone to be as dedicated to me as I am to them. I would have buried that motherfucker with her. So, nah, dude, we are not going to play like that. And that's how when this thing happened, I said to her, would you let someone do that to your daughter? Because everything to me is everything reflects back on them. Like, would I allow someone, what would I tell my son? What would I tell my son if I'll be like, that's not your friend. The fuck? That's not your friend. Friend, if you can't be comfortable at someone's house, they're not your friend. That's a weird relationship. That's not a friend. So that's it. You have to follow through on, and these are just stupid ass examples. This is like not, I know this is like, I don't want this to be ego centered. I just want you to get that, like, any example works here. Like, any, it doesn't matter. Stealing from work. Do you want your children to see you do that? What if you get caught? Like, that you did it. You're a grown-up. Like, that's the behavior that you're showing them is okay. Or, you know, how do you respect yourself in a relationship? Or do you pay the bills on time? Or whatever. Every single fucking thing you do. Do you have respect for yourself not to allow them to grab your boob and grab your nipple and like twist it and pull it? Like, it's your body. Are you teaching them to respect your body? Women's bodies? Blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, this is sounding so preachy. My point is, you have to exhibit the behavior. So also, I want to segue into, segue is the word of the day. My son's a fucking mess. Do you want to know why? It's because I was being a fucking mess. I just let everything slip. I was just not even fucking making dinner. We had had like fast food like 4 days in a row. I'm not even fucking barely waking up. I started wearing pajamas to drop them off at school. Like, I was going through it, y'all. I got some feelings. I was up in my feelings. So what are they going to do? Slack. They're going to fucking start falling off. They're going to start like really getting into their addictions and their whining and their wallowing, because that's what we're doing. It's kind of vibing the whole house. Also, I stopped smoking weed immediately when I punished him, because I wanted to show him, number one, solidarity, my man. Detoxing ain't easy. And number two, if that's the vibe you're getting from me, son, that limits are something that we don't have to have, that's absolutely inaccurate. It's not true. And so in this case, it was just like him using video game time and just constantly having so much video game time that he's just literally doing nothing else. So I wanted to show him, like, if you're getting that vibe from me, that it's okay to just fuck around and have no rules or no limits, absolutely not. I'll show you. Boom. No smoking. I'm a grown up again. Okay, probably why my brain is not working though on this episode, and I can't keep using the same words. Anyways, but seriously, are you who you want them to be? Simple as that. And if the answer is no, all right, been there. You know what? Take the rest of the day and do it tomorrow. Start tomorrow. Start fresh. You can do it. You can do it. Just fucking take the day. Sometimes we don't win them all. Boom, boom. Finish out what you got going on. And restart tomorrow. Restart, restart, restart. And try not to do it in anger, which is what I did. I kind of freaked out on him because this motherfucker did not wake up on time for school, even though I woke him up 3 times. So I do not recommend. I don't recommend going right at it like I did first thing in the fucking morning. But I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of it. Okay. Anyways. So there's that. Now, I want to move, since it's December 1st, I want to finish out the episode with how you can play with them in a fun, manipulative way. And that is Santa, Santa. So my friend, who's a beautiful angel, told me that she was having some trouble a little bit because she went to go see Santa and he was like a black guy. And so her kid was like, whoa, Santa's brown. Which is, yeah, totally. Fine. Yeah. And she didn't really like, you know, whatever, it's fine. But the kid kept bringing that shit up. Like, how come the Santa was like brown? Like, why is the Santa brown? You know, and her husband did a great job. I think he was totally a natural and was like, oh yeah, it's just cause he's got like a bunch of helpers and stuff helping him out. And, yeah, you know, sometimes he's brown, you know? Yeah. People come in all kinds of colors, and just kind of left it at that, which is perfect. But then she kept on and kept on, like, and, you know, then they were going to go to another Santa. And her mom's like, what am I supposed to do now? Like, because she just literally keeps saying, like, hey, we saw that brown Santa. Like, you know, and mom's like, oh, we're going to see Santa. And she's like, brown Santa, etc. So, like, yeah, totally. This is like, and my poor friend is totally stressing out, thinking that she's going to traumatize the kid in some way if she says the wrong thing. You're not. You're not. You're not. And so my advice to her was almost exactly what her husband did. And my mom was so totally avid that Santa has all these helpers and it's like this giant job. How could anyone do that? So like sometimes he has to like send out his dudes, like this little, you know, section of dudes that he has, and they go out and they like all listen to you and they're like, yay, we can totally get that for you for Christmas. Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Great. I'm totally fucking this up, by the way. I can hear my story. It was so much better when I told her. Ah, I hate when that happens. Anyway, but point being, that's a lot for one person. So he's got a lot of helpers. He's got a lot of elves. And, you know, he sends the dudes out and you tell them what you want for Christmas. And then they all get back together with Santa at the end. And they're like, yo, this is what these kids want for Christmas, you know? And that's beautiful. You know, it's magical. It's wonderful. Then hold on. Sorry, I was like literally choking on my spit. I had to drink some water. But that's rad. And I love that. And that totally works. And she was super excited about that. So first, we'll just say that. I love that idea because it's totally fucking true. you know, and her husband went all into like how Santa is like a feeling. It's like a beautiful love that we all pass down from each other. And we all do these beautiful things. And those people are kind of advocates for that love, which yes. But my main advice here, just be cool. Just be cool. They are feeding off of you. They're looking at you. If you're cool and just be like, oh, that's totally fucking normal. It's like totally fucking normal. It's super cool. Be cool. They will be like, oh, okay, mom's not stressed out. It must be fine. It must be totally normal. And I think that's where we make a lot of huge mistakes. I know for sure I have done this. I know when something that I deem scary, bad, worrisome, whatever, I will freak the fuck out. And that's when everything goes haywire. That's when the whole thing falls apart. That's when the kids start misbehaving. That's when me and my husband start fighting, you know, et cetera. Hashtag Prozac. I love you, Prozac. I'm just kidding. Okay. I feel like that was a good time to plug Prozac. But when you're freaking out, when you're losing everything and your emotions are going crazy and you're just like trying to apply this unrealistic expectation that we all do. We all have this, everyone. It ruins everything. And so now you're over caring and over correcting and trying so hard to protect them that you created a problem when all you had to do is just be like, it's fucking, oh, it's cool. And they wouldn't even notice. So for example, it would be like if your brother told a secret about you and you were, instead of being like, oh my God, you fucking liar, you went like, oh my God, Andy, stop. Then for sure everyone knew you did it. Then for sure everyone knows it's true. So it's, sorry for screaming in your ear. But it's, so it's like that. It's exactly like that. Like, just be cool, man. Just be cool. You know, so she's like, how should I deal with this going further? And my advice to her, which again, these people are already naturals. So please stop second guessing yourselves, everyone. Because your first gut reaction is sometimes correct. Like, chill. Sometimes you got it in the bag, man. So my advice to her was, again, what she was already going to do. And in the car ride on the way there, just kind of like nonchalantly bring it up. And just be like, oh yeah, we're on our way today. I'm so excited to see another one of Santa's helpers. Oh, I'm so excited. And then just boop, like a little speed bump, ding, ding, ding. You just kind of slipped the word in there. You kind of made it the normal. You kind of made it like a, this is normal. We're just going to see one of his helpers and he's going to let him know. And you just keep moving forward. And now, there's nothing there. When they go to look up for that folder in their brain, there's no serious traumatic experience. It's nothing. It's just gone. It was just another Wednesday. But if you create the scene and you create the problem and you overcorrect and freak out and try super hard to just slam perfection into stuff, that's when we fuck it up, for them and us. And again, that's not fun. Nobody wants to play with you. So, don't do that. Don't, it's like, it's easy. Did y'all hear me? Don't do that. Like, it's easy as fuck. No. It's not. So my favorite advice is when in doubt, just fucking keep your mouth shut. Just be quiet. Just if you don't know what to say, say nothing at all. Just be like, oh, okay, cool. And just, you know, or whatever. Or be like, oh my gosh, you guys, suddenly I have to pee really bad. And then just run away until you can, you know, use your fucking girl manipulating powers for good. You know? Oh no, suddenly I have to go potty. Bye. And think about it in the bathroom. Just don't say the freak out thing. It can even be on your face. Level one, keep it to just your face. Good luck. I'm the worst at that. I wish you could see my face right now. I'm literally, my face is hurting from smiling because I'm the worst at all this shit. So, but when we just be cool. Those are the moments that we feel really good about ourselves. That's when we feel like, fucking nailed it. Ooh, crisis averted. And that's the fun you people want to play with. The confident you, the happy you, the one who goes out, respects themselves, gets what they want, has healthy boundaries, mama. That person. You are that person. You can be that person. I know it. I think that's it. I wanted to read Somebody posted a Reddit thread today that was like, how do you know someone's a bad parent? And I was like, oh, fuck yes. I want to read all of this. It sounds awesome. So I may do that next time. But this time I just wanted it to be motivational and let you know that, you know, I'm with you. I know that standing in front of the train is hard and it never gets easier. And I have children that are 21 down to 5, and I'm going to let you know the problems just keep getting more complicated. And the maturity level required from you continues to go up, and it's pretty painful squeeze, but you can do it because it's worth it. Because I think that we all know what's at risk is growing another shitty adult. What the fuck? Who wants to do that? What a waste. Gross. There's plenty of those. Make a cool one. Make a cool one that has boundaries and respect and follows rules. Because that's fucking awesome. Okay. I love you guys. I'm super pumped today. Okay. Email me at uneducatedhousewife@gmail.com. I love you. Also follow me on Instagram at uneducatedhousewife@gmail.com. What the fuck? Oh my God. Did y'all hear that? Embarrassing. I'm on Instagram as uneducated housewife, but obviously I'm done talking, so I better go. Okay. Bye.